Welcome, welcome.
A little bit loud there.
So, Mr. Hyde here, Mr. Hyde, alone. Jack will probably, I don't know, he's probably passed out somewhere. He's a little, he's getting a little taste of the real life, working a job, a factory job. Actually, my old job, him and another one of my brothers, both now following exactly in my footsteps, unfortunately. I'm just a sucker for pain. I wanna jam you up. I wanna. Anyway. I'm just a sucker for pain. See, this is why I try not to play music when I do this shit, because I just get too into it. Anyway, the thought. Oh, it was the thought. Shit. Ah, that's what it was. My random thought of the day was, it's usually the only reason that I do these, the whole reason I created and wanted to do a podcast is for these moments that I have when I have an epiphany or I want to share something deep with someone else that isn't there. But I was looking for my last cigarette. Motor to a destruction.
A mental dysfunction.
I'm a dummy. Alright, listen. If you smoke, I think part of the addiction is we all want something they're waiting for us. You know, it's just sitting there by itself. It needs me. It's waiting on me. This cigarette needs me to light it and smoke it. So I feel important. Because it's waiting on me. No. No game. You never stand up in your own way. At a young age, that's what it is. Yeah, that's why when you run out of cigarettes, and you run out of things that are waiting for you, things that need you. Things that you know that are waiting on you, that you have, that you've, something needs you. We want to feel wanted. We want to feel needed. I think that's part of, that's most of the addiction. I don't even think it's smoking. Or food. No. Food is, if you have a food addiction, it's, the food isn't going nowhere. Food's waiting on you. It needs you. And you love that it needs you. Good song. Yeah, I know I'm dragging on. My train of thought kind of goes everywhere. The music's too loud. This is supposed to be dubstep, so there's no freaking words for me to get lost in. Pandora's just not with me right now. There we go. That'll work. That's much better. Lindsey Stirling always opens up the mind. It's actually really beautiful. I love string instruments. I've probably mentioned that on previous podcasts, but I don't care. String instruments just unlock the soul, chip away the rust. Passion is just dying anymore. I hate it. It's getting closed and more closed and clogged up. She really brings it out. Yeah, I guess I'm advertising for Lindsey Stirling right now, but damn. I don't care, she deserves it. Freaking beautiful talent, beautiful soul. I'd love to meet her. Tell you what. She can sing. Yeah, she can sing, and she's beautiful. She's very attractive. But I'm really sad for this day and age. The creativity, the imagination of people. Everyone's full potential is probably never even met. I mean, some of our best ideas and best advancements in our race have come from just ordinary people with passion. Pushing away from passion, just being forced to work a fucking monotonous job that fucking just you put on a damn wheel, a cycle. Like there's a bigger fucking conveyor belt that we're on, where the pieces of the fucking assembly line. Once the conveyor ends, we're dead. But at least we're a product or used or something. I just thought of a really cool, like, picture or a, what do you call those, cartoons that have meaning or whatever. I don't know. If anyone's listening, you can use it. You can have it. Just have a picture of all of us being on a conveyor, and it using us as a product instead of. That's too loud. is. It really is sad. It's horrible to think about. But I mean, if you got to deal with it, we're forced to deal with it. There's nothing else we can really do other than try to change it, right? Or make the best out of it. I guess you don't have to change it. If you're cool with just dealing with it until the next generation, you know. But I think I've gotten to the point where I want to change it. I'm calling people out on the bullshit instead of just dealing with it. You know, you see so too many places where the shittiest people, I mean, the most, if you would want to say evilest, or the just most, the people who don't deserve to be, oh shit, yeah, that's better. I'm gonna end this and start over, because I think I've done a lot of airspace. No, I'm not. Fuck it. I usually do half hour anyways. It's always in every business, in any job you work, no matter, I mean, not any job, but around here, you always find the shittiest people, the most arrogant, the most immature, and it seems that those are the ones that get promoted, those are the ones in charge, those are the ones that everyone around will know and see how shitty these people are, but they're more content with just dealing with it and saying, oh, that's just them, and it's, you know, what we deal with. Call people on the bullshit. Call people on their bullshit. I don't give a shit if it makes them mad. I don't give a shit if it causes a scene. If you don't call people on their bullshit, then they just think that they can keep doing it and getting away with it. Because they can. I mean, this is how we had to treat children. You know, when a child does something wrong, you discipline them so they know not to do it again. I mean, fuck. You just let them keep doing it. Yeah, they're gonna keep fucking doing it. We've let fucking discipline dissolve with children, so we're fucking, half the damn adults are still children. I don't know. That's just my rant for the day. Shit that I get tired of. Shit that I would change. Social media in general, to be honest. But I mean, if you can't beat them, join them, right? Right. If you can't beat them, join them. Yeah. What an easier idea. And we love to take the easiest way as humans, don't we? We don't want to work. We want the easy road. We're lazy. We see a quicker way, we do it. We don't want to go the other way. I have to save this beat because it's amazing. Oh my gosh. It's gorgeous. Yeah, I write my own stuff. Actually, I'm gonna sing some too right now. Yeah, felt that shit right there. Wake up to open doors, every breath a new high score. A game called life, but you gotta turn it up a bit more, just a little bit more. Gotta hear it. Here we go. Wake up to open doors. Every breath is a new high score. This game called life is yours. Get up, go out, explore. Don't ask who, why, what for. Great thing about joy, you know. There's always more. Yeah, you know. More to do, more to see, more to learn, more to teach, more to know, more to grow. Stretch your reach, spread your speech. Grab every lesson, you know it's time to preach. I understand this, but when it's sharing information, them ideas for inspiration turn to instant irritation. Opinions destroyed relations. I'm screaming out for desperation. Can't we just close this separation? I don't get it. We need to stop the hesitation, holding back it up with intimidation. You know, fuck the norm and standard regulation. No more clones programmed by our fucking nation. Fucking drone infestation, no creative inspiration, imagination just has no visitation, rights just are gassed up, deflation. I'm done with this explanation, no more shit. I'm just gonna freestyle this shit right here because I'm gonna have a little bit of a fit. I've had enough of it. This beat is just too lit, opening up and shit. I love it. Gotta fly above it, just never had enough of it. I'm gonna go. Yeah, so I'm gonna go ride this train to write some shit down. To all my Zero fans out there and no one listening, this is Mr. Hyde minus Jekyll. I'm out.